Our goal here is to import our SAS dataset into WESFAR. The first step to doing this is to click on the New WESFAR Data File button. This opens up the Input Database dialog window and we select our dataset from our choices. We open it up. We have a series of radio buttons across the top. We need to indicate the variable that contains the full sample weight, so we select this in our data set. This is called weight 1, and we use the single arrow here to move it over into the appropriate box. The rest of these variables here we want to be able to use in WESFAR as regular variables, so we will click on the variables radio button, and we will use this arrow with the double chevron to move over all of these variables at one time into the appropriate box. As you can see from the message in the lower left-hand corner of the window, we need to save the data before we can do anything else. So we click on File, Save As. We accept this default name and we say Save. Now we're ready to create the replicate weights. We click on Data, Create Weights. We will choose the Jackknife 1 method of creating the replicate weights because we do not have a stratification variable in a simple random sample. We need to indicate to WESFAR which variable is the VAR unit, which is WESFAR's way of saying the PSU variable. In our data set, we've called this variable PSU, so we will click that variable into the box, and now we're ready to say OK. Again, WESFAR needs to save the data set. This data set is different from the one that we saved previously in that this one now contains the replicate weights. You can either overwrite that data set that we saved previously, or you can save this data set as a new name. If you have a data set that's fairly large, you may want to overwrite the previous data set to save some disk space. We'll say Save. We'll say yes to replace it, and as you can see, the replicate weights have been saved for us into our data file, and we're now ready to analyze this data file in WESFAR.